This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The ACLU of Ohio released a report this week about mayor's courts. The courts handle mostly traffic violations, do not have the same transparency laws as their municipal counterparts, and have limited jurisdiction. The report claims that the courts unfairly target Black people and use the tickets as a revenue stream. Its lead author, Sri Thakalapati, joins me now. Hi, Sri.
Hi, Claire.
You were looking at data from 2016. In terms of administering the law, what differences did you find in these mayor's courts?
One of the biggest issues is that mayor's courts are not courts of record, which means that there's no audio recording or transcription of what happens during the court. And this is a mechanism that makes courts transparent and accountable. The other structural issue that's tied to this jurisdictional issue is that mayor's courts keep all of the fines, fees, and court costs that they collect. The mayor's courts can be used to generate municipal revenue, and the court practices can therefore be more revenue-oriented, and there's no record of them. There's no record of coercive court practices, which is what I saw when I observed in courts.
What was most striking to you past those issues of transparency we were talking about earlier?
You know, one of the most surprising things was the complexion of the courtroom. In almost every jurisdiction in big cities, so in Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Akron, there was a disproportionately high number of Black folks. The other striking issue is the lack of defense representation. Because these are low-level cases, very few people actually had a lawyer with them.
You recommend shutting mayor's courts down in Franklin County, Hamilton County, Summit County. What will those areas do without these courts? Who will have to make up that work?
So what we're asking is for the they'll still have their police forces. The Ohio General Assembly cut things like estate taxes and business taxes, which largely accrued to wealthy people and corporations in Ohio, and the people who are making up the loss from this tax revenue are everyday Ohioans who happen to be driving through these towns. We're asking for the Ohio General Assembly to improve municipal funding through raising taxes, through reinstituting some of these tax cuts. We have a state now where the poorest people are paying for all of our state services. Well, at least in terms of these mayor's courts, right? We have the poorest people paying for these services and paying excessively.
You mentioned that it's something around 50 of the courts had very, very high rates of citations. That's somewhere between a sixth and a third. Would it make sense to just shut those specific courts down?
You know, about a sixth of courts, what these 51 courts tell us is that it's a systemic issue. There's something in the way that mayor's courts are currently set up that allow for this kind of abuse. And the reforms that we're asking for are ones that will help to make these courts fair through procedural recommendations, such as audio recording and reporting recommendations to increase the transparency and accountability of these courts.
How do you respond to people that say, hey, these people that are driving through this town are breaking the law, they should face the consequences of their actions?
You know, that's a very common refrain. I think the strongest finding that we had, one of the strongest findings that we had, is that people are sent to jail, they are arrested, and they lose their driver's license just for being too poor to pay a traffic citation.
Sri Thakalapati, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.